I make these ends meet. It's Home Economics with Shamabil Yaqub on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
Hey, that's not only are you New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan, but you're also the sponsors of the V-Card. Hi, Shamabil, how are you?
Good morning.
Now, today I'd like to talk to you, I'd like to discuss the topic of university. University, where people's brains can be expanded and then utilised to make the country a better place. But it costs money.
It costs a lot of money.
Is it worth it?
Well, it is worth it. And, you know, we've seen a lot of reports recently that have gone, well, is it really worth going to university? And for the individuals that go to university, I think a couple of things you need to think about. One is, what sort of career and income can you have? And whether or not the investment that you make in terms of the debt you might take on is worth it. So, you know, the incomes are pretty impressive, right? So you can typically, if you go to university, you'll be earning about 25 to 30% more than if you don't go to university. But that's a lot less than it was for our parents' age. So in the early 90s, you would have been earning around 50% more than somebody who hadn't been to university. So, you know, that incentive to go to university has reduced. But the thing that has changed, of course, is that it costs so much money to go to university now. You know, you can have to borrow a hell of a lot of money to pay your tuition, living costs, rent, booze money, all of that kind of stuff.
It's not, right? It's not like things like rent and booze money stop once you finish university either.
Well, at least you hopefully have income to pay for that stuff, right? When you're at uni, it's pretty hard to have a full-time job. I mean, I know some people who work many hours when they're at uni. But when I was at uni, I couldn't work that many hours because, you know, it impinges on your study time. And so that's the big difficulty. So in comparison, say, if you go to, say, something like apprenticeships, while you are learning, you are also earning. And that's what makes a big difference for a lot of folk, that you're not out of the job market, you're actually earning, you're saving, you've got a KiwiSaver going, and whereas if you go to uni, you've got a whole kind of break before you get into that. So I think there are a few strategies, right? I think the first is really try and minimize the amount of student loan you have. And it's really hard,
it's
I know.
Once again, with all of the financial advice that we receive, it's really easy to say that, you know.
But it's, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It can be the difference between, you know, scrounging around and having poor nutrition whilst at university, perhaps, or eating well, or, you know what I mean? It's convincing yourself you have to not spend the money, but it's also a very tempting spend to spend a bit of just that, you know?
Well, it is both, right? And so you're absolutely right in that you should spend the money on making sure you've got good nutrition, you've got good social life, you've got good mental health. All of that stuff is really, really important. But at the same time, you want to burden yourself with so much debt that it becomes a real hindrance later on in life. And it's a very difficult balancing act. I mean, you know, I was a student once, and I remember how much money I spent on boozing. And you know,
how much money did you spend on boozing, Shamabil?
Far too much.
What was your drink of choice?
My drink of choice was Fates.
Yeah. Okay. I'm all right.
Yeah. Don't hold it against me.
I'm just sitting there doing the figures. But yeah, Karen.
It cost a shitload of money, but I used to tutor pretty much when I was all the way through uni. And the really important thing that I found out was that when you came out of uni and you're paying off your mortgage, not mortgage, your student loan, it really gets in the way of saving money for other things. So
of course.
You are behind.
Or any loan does. You know, it's like,
gotcha. But I mean, the thing is, the big difference, of course, is that for our parents' generation in New Zealand, they didn't have student loans, right? So they kind of got a really good benefit from that. And that really helped them to sort of get started in life with that sort of bigger upfront income from going to university, as well as not having the debt. And so, you know, there's some big challenges for students now. And I think we have to be more empathetic and realize that for students, it is going to be difficult. And the bigger difficulty is actually around the fact that even once you get your degree, it's actually pretty tough to get a good job. And second, you might not stay in that career forever, right?
Because you're not likely to anyway.
No, the industries are changing so fast that it's very likely that the place that you're working in, the industry or whatever, might not exist in a few years' time.
That's freaky, isn't it, really? I mean, so why bother spend all that money training and get into debt? Upskilling, you know, your brain.
Yeah, well, I think a couple of things. And the first is that just because you went to uni and did a particular course doesn't mean that's what you learned. You actually learned how to learn, and that's a really big skill. So for a lot of people who go to university, you don't end up working in the particular field that you studied in. You know, I've met lawyers who've gone on to do completely other things, or doctors who change careers. Huge investment up front, but quite often they find that they're actually really good at something else. So quite often it's almost an entry ticket, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, when I'm interviewing a lot of young people now, I find, you know, they have double degrees, right? Double majors. So it's become a very competitive place, almost that kind of that door opener.
But so I mean, do you think sometimes that people are just going to university to clock up a few achievements so that they get a step ahead of somebody else applying for a job, maybe?
Absolutely. So if you think about all the young people who are applying for jobs, they don't have any credentials, right? How do you know who's got the skills, who's got the thinking ability, who's got the affinity for a particular subject? You don't know any of this stuff. And that's where education and the degrees and the quality of degrees gives you a bit of a feel as an employer. And quite often, you actually learn how to do a job once you're in the job, right? You know, even in my kind of job, which is being an economist, is fairly technical. But quite a lot of what you learn is on the job, because you simply can't cram everything into university. It just gives you the basic tools.
Yeah. So what are you suggesting here?
What I'm suggesting is that university is pretty expensive, but it's still really worth it. And the main thing is to be really financially aware of how you're earning money, whether you are doing a part-time job while you're at university, whether you are thinking also next steps, that when you finish university and go to work, it may be that you don't want to do that forever. So keep your mind open in terms of what else you might want to do. Because the average kind of job has gone from about 10 years down to about, 8 years to about 4 years. So we're seeing some big changes in people's careers. So be prepared that at some point in time in the future, you might have to retrain. So don't overinvest too early.
Maybe the future will be about multi-skilling. You do like there'll be a degree and four different things at once sort of thing.
Well, or in sequence. You know, you can spread it out through your life. So that whole idea that you're going to do education right at the beginning of your life, I think that model is broken. And we're seeing many more people who are coming back into university later on to get like little top-up kind of bits of education. So I teach MBA, for example, down at Otago, and most of the people who come through there are kind of in their 40s. So, you know, they've already had a successful career, and they're trying to make that leap into management and strategy. So we're seeing a lot of these people who are kind of adding something on that's complementary to what they've already done, which is quite specific.
A lot of people think second job, and they think the guy doing the trolleys at the supermarket, or the guy doing the bins at McDonald's. You know what I mean? Like, oh, look, he's re-entered the workforce. Isn't that nice? But it's actually more, it's about sort of learning. I always think there's so much you can learn from jobs. That you know, like even for the most mundane, brain-numbing jobs that you can do, if you know, there's something in there that you can learn for the next job you're going to do.
Totally. And when I hire young folk, if I see McDonald's on their CV or a supermarket, I know they know how to work hard and turn up to the job on time.
Really? Have you been to McDonald's before?
I have.
They will fuck your order up for sure. Guaranteed. After 4 o'clock in the afternoon, any later than that, and you've just got an adult New Zealander or you know, standing there who gets paid full wage or a proper wage to do a really simple job. Put the chips in the bag with the burger. But the chips aren't there. So I'm not going to agree with you about the McDonald's thing.
All right. We'll have to agree to disagree on that one.
I just can't believe when people do that. Or you go to a night pay, you know, like a garage or a service station, and they've only had the same stock for the last 10 years, the same types of brands of stuff and in the same places, and the guy have to walk around every time, you know, right around there, back up to the window, and what else did you want? Oh, they're right around there, back up to the window. You know, I'm a man on the go. I don't have time for that. Anyway, hey, Sharma Beale, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Of course, Sharma Beale is from Simplicity, the B-Card sponsors. And tell us a little bit about your KiwiSaver, Sharma Beale.
About our KiwiSaver? Well, it's one of the cheapest and simplest things to do. Just go online to simplicity.kiwi and we'll sort you out.
Thank you, my friend.
Money, money, money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Home Economics on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan. Switch online in 2 minutes.